Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, the launch of the M3 MacBook Air reignited the debate about Apple selling laptops that started 8 gigabytes of RAM. In a new interview this week, Apple once again doubled down on this practice and said that most users won't even notice the 8 gigabytes of RAM limit. Mac marketing exec Evan Boyes spoke in favor of Macs equipped with 8 gigabytes of RAM, saying that 8 gigabytes is enough for most tasks that most users do with these computers. This includes things like web browsing, media playback, and light photo and video editing. Kate Bergeron, Apple's VP of Hardware Engineering, further praised Apple Silicon chips for their unified memory architecture. This architecture makes sure that the Mac takes full advantage of the hardware built into the Apple Silicon chips. Apple has previously argued that 8 gigabytes of RAM in a Mac is the equivalent of having 16 gigabytes of RAM in a Windows PC. Whether or not it's actually acceptable for Apple to sell a base model MacBook Air with 8 gigabytes of RAM is for you to decide, but at least this is Apple's reasoning and explanation behind the decision. In other news today, Apple is reportedly preparing what sounds like a small change to the iPhone 16 camera that could actually solve one of the most frustrating problems. As anyone who's taken a photo or a video with an iPhone 15 Pro has likely noticed, the camera has a tendency to show a lot of artifacts like lens flare and ghosting, especially in brighter lighting conditions. In general, this is a problem with most cameras, including even more expensive standalone DSLRs. Apple, however, reportedly is working on a fix for the iPhone 16 Pro. A rumor today says that Apple is testing a camera lens with a new coating technology that could be used on the next iPhone Pro model. Referred to as an atomic layer deposition, or ALD equipment, this change will reportedly offer improvements in the quality of photography, with a particular focus on a reduction in lens flares. While the story only mentions lens flare and internal reflections have the same exact cause, which is reflection and scattering of light on the surfaces of multiple lens elements. ALD is designed to minimize this on both fronts, again reducing lens flare and internal reflections. Basically, what all of this means is that with the iPhone 16 Pro, if Apple moves forward with this new anti-reflective coating, you can expect better overall camera performance with fewer imperfections, especially when shooting directly into the light, such as in a bright environment or outside. We are sponsored this week by Collide. You've probably heard me talk about Collide before, but have you heard that Collide was just acquired by 1Password? That's pretty big news, since these two companies are leading the industry in creating security solutions that put users first. For over a year, Collide Device Trust has helped companies with Okta ensure that only known and secure devices can access their data. And that's what they're still doing, but now as part of 1Password. So if you've got Okta and you've been meaning to check out Collide, now is a great time to do that. Check it out at collide.com/9to5MacDaily. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. My thanks to Collide for their support of the show. Rounding out today, last week we talked about changes to the App Store guidelines that permit game emulating applications for the first time. Following that policy change, the first emulator apps are now appearing on the App Store, kind of. The first emulating app that popped up this weekend was called iGBA, a free Game Boy emulator for iPhone and iPad. The app could indeed load and play ROMs downloaded to the device from the internet, a category of application that Apple would have unequivocally rejected just a couple of weeks ago. iGBA was a full-featured emulator, so you could download Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Color ROMs from the web and open them in the app to start playing them. The app offered save states, virtual controller customization, haptic settings, and even AirPlay external display projection. But with all of that having been said, the app was released on Saturday, then removed from the App Store on Sunday. We still don't know the exact reason for why this Game Boy emulating app was removed from the App Store, but there are a few different possibilities. iGBA was essentially a copycat version of developer Riley Testute's open-source GBA for iOS app. Testute also has the Nintendo game emulator Delta, another game emulating app for the iPhone, but that has only ever been available through alternative distribution methods such as AltStore. TestDude has not said whether he plans to make Delta available in the App Store, should it be permitted under these new guideline changes. So the first possibility for why iGBA was removed from the App Store this weekend is because TestDude filed a copyright violation claim because of its similarities to GBA for iOS. But on the other hand, the app may have also been removed from the App Store due to the possible piracy implications linked to ROM emulators as a category. So at this point, we simply just don't know. Apple's changes to the App Store guidelines last week mentioned emulators in reference to a collection of games inside one app. It does not explicitly say whether an app is allowed to include ROM import and loading functionality. The release of iGBA was strong evidence that it was in fact allowed, but now that it's been removed from the App Store, we're back to square one. Hopefully Apple updates the App Store guidelines or issues a statement of some sort, but for now all the company has said is that the app was removed for spam and copyright violations, but whether those copyright violations were because of the similarities to GBA for iOS or the piracy implications of sideloading remains to be seen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Get all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.